MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they talk about it.
Yeah, they talk better than they type.
They talk about it, talk about it.
These are the radio blogs on The Fred Show.
Well, there you go. There was like a little sampling for you. Everyone relax. You got people on here freaking out. You got people on here complaining. I don't care. This isn't the biggest thing happening today. So there was a little sampling, and I'll slow it down for you a little bit. I'll go back to playing the same stuff we've been playing for the last four
right.
months.
Right. Sure thing.
And then you can complain about that, too.
Steven
honest to God. You know,
I got Benson Boone withdrawals right now.
Yeah, don't worry. Right. Texas Hold'em right. coming right at you.
I love that Please. Song. Yeah, yes. I love that
you know,
song.
Don't worry.
Here's some Tate.
We'll get back. Yeah, we'll get back to Miguel. Don't worry. I mean, come on, guys. Having a little fun this morning. Let's just everybody take a big deep breath. I thought maybe some people out there would like to hear what all the buzz is about and the hype, so that you can go to work and then, you know, I don't know, or talk people talking about it today. At least you can say you heard some of it. You didn't have to do anything.
You can't win them all, baby.
I'm certain about that.
This ain't Texas.
No ain't no hold'em.
This ain't Florida either.
Right.
With Shakira.
Thank God.
Shakira. It sounded like Shakira was on that song. I don't know. I heard it was Shakira.
Would you rather I play the whole J-Lo album? I mean, come on, guys.
Well, no. It's not bad.
Only if you got a sandwich and a bevy over here.
If you know, you know. Kaylin, do a blog, please. Take it away.
Dear blog, so, and Fred, you might relate to this a little bit at the beginning, but I feel like one of the scariest parts of living in an apartment building is that you kind of just have to trust everyone else to not do anything like dangerous in their apartment, i.e. fires and things that are unsafe. So the other day I was home and I kept smelling smoke. And I don't know why I like always blame myself at first for things. So I kept going over like to check my hair tools. Like, is that plugged in?
I mean, you were holding a joint. So I thought, you know,
okay, we're not talking about that. Yeah.
Where is this smoke coming
right,
from?
Right.
Where did I put my sunglasses? Oh, they're on my head.
I was so high that I didn't know it was me. End blog. But no. So, and then I kept checking my stove and my oven and I was pacing around and I'm like, okay, well, it's gotta be someone else. Like burn something. Something's not safe. Something's not right. And then I get a phone call from my boy Jason Brown, and he's like, hey, are you all right? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, the restaurant attached to your apartment is on fire. And I'm like, it is? And he's like, yeah, go out on your balcony. And so I went down on my balcony and I looked down and the whole street is filled with like tons of fire trucks. And I'm like, oh, that's probably where the smoke smell is coming from. It was fully on fire. And then it smelled so bad in my apartment building for the next few days. Like people were wearing masks. Like that's how bad it
really?
Was. Yeah, it was was bad, and I was a little bit scared for a while. I was like, do I go outside? Whatever. But I just love that, like, my friend who watches the news was the one who told me that my apartment was about to be on fire.
Not the building itself. Not your building telling
you. No, they didn't tell you anything.
Well, there was then I looked and I saw an email, but it's just like, Jason's so on it, and thank God for him, because I would have been doing laps thinking that I had something on fire in my apartment. But yeah, so the fire is now out and the smell is gone, but they needed fans and masks, and it was a whole ordeal. And that Civil War movie put on their movie poster, like, a building on fire too, and I don't know, whatever. It was a bad omen.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
That's better than, I was in an old hotel not that long ago, and I'm laying in bed, and I was a little hungover, and the fire alarm went off at like 6 in the morning.
Right.
And I laid there, and I'm like, I don't smell anything. Do you smell anything? No?
Who are you talking to?
Right. Myself. And then, I just went back to sleep. So the truth of the matter is the place could have burned down, but in that moment I was long over and tired, and so I just prioritized my sleep. You know, I mean, it could have been really bad, but I wasn't going down there, you know, for some high school prank or whatever, in my underwear, in my robe. I prioritized my sleep, and it turned out everything was okay.
I'm glad. That's like when there's like a tornado drill in my building, and I'm like, you know, if this is how I go out,
right.
I go out.
That was kind of my attitude about
this.
I'm like, I'm so hungover that this might be the better alternative.
Right.
Hey,
the floor's not hot. You're good. You have some time to
I'm
nap.
I'm comfortable. But I did. I surveyed the situation. I lifted my head up about 2 inches and I went. And my sniffer test told me everything was fine.
We're good.
So went right back to bed. Yep, that's it.
More Fred Show next.
On the Elaine story, I was at the dermatologist a couple of years ago, and this woman, female doctor, she's like a friend now, but you know, you go to the dermatologist for a checkup and I'm completely naked, and I'm laying there, and she has a magnifying glass, and she's going around looking, you know, to try and find like moles or, you know, anything that looks abnormal.
So proud of you, by the way.
And she's doing the whole thing. I'd never met her before. It was like basically a cold appointment because she worked in the same practice where I go. I didn't know who she was. Going through yada yada, and it's just normal professional stuff. And then I don't know, she's somewhere I'm like near my leg or something, and she's like, those waiting by the phones are wild. And I'm like, Lord. First of all, you have a magnifying glass in your hand on the bottom half of my body. So that's not great. Hopefully you don't need that.
Right. That's how she recognized you. You know what I'm saying?
With the magnifying glass?
No, when she was in the bottom half. She's like, oh, that's definitely Fred from the Fred Show.
Oh, how?
So last hour, I was the smallest man on the on Earth. Or
that's,
was it again?
That's according to Taylor Swift. According to Rufio.
Wow.
That's
why she had that.
You don't need no magnifying glass, Fred.
Why a gay?
So gay. But
it was very sweet and it was very professional, but it was just like, I guess she just couldn't contain herself. Oh. And then we start talking about that. But I've heard other stories about people like women I've worked with. I worked with a girl on TV where I used to live in Charlotte before many, many years ago. And she was at the OBGYN getting, you know, her annual appointment, and dude's doing his thing, and he's really doing his thing, like really, really doing his thing. And he said, hey, how's Fred doing? Because we were co-hosts on TV. And she's like, now we should, can I put my clothes back on and then we talk about, you know?
I feel like that speaks though to like how much they're not really paying attention to what they're looking at. You know what I mean? How we're all bashful. It's just so,
it's so
normal
routine
for them.
Oh, yeah, it's so routine
that they're not even like really thinking about the fact that you probably feel vulnerable when they're doing that.
I'm the egomaniac who like won't go in and tell them if like my poops are weird because I'm embarrassed about it. Realizing
Does that happen a lot?
All the time. I'm constantly in there talking about my weird, but no, but like I'm so bashful about talking about my body, and these people just don't care. Like it's just what they do. It's they can compartmentalize it, and I can't. But and these people also probably have zero clue who they're talking. They don't care. I'm over here going, I'm the radio guy with the weird poops, and they don't know. They have no idea and don't care. And even if they did, they could never tell anyone anyway. So it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I don't know where I got that from either. I don't know where I got the bashfulness. Like some people can just talk like, well, Showbiz Shelley, for example. Showbiz.
Hey.
Showbiz, I mean, you like are door open, girl. Like you there's really no shame in your game.
Yeah, and you know what? Now with a toddler, it's like, it's really just doors wide open and I'm fine with it. So
I don't know. It is. Yeah. It is.
Like, I don't know why. Is it? I think it didn't you grow up and like that was sort of like, because in our house, we didn't really.
How you grew up. Yeah. Because in my family, it was just, it was like a door open policy. Like, didn't matter. Just if my mom needed something, hey, and like popped right in. So I think it's just, it's just something I've always been used to.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, Kiki's over here. Not you. See, you're very bashful about that stuff too, aren't you?
So bashful. Yeah. Like if my doctor said, "You tell Fred," I said, "What's up?" I'm out the door. Like, oh my god, you know who I am. Oh my god, I'm out.
I can't wait to though. Yeah. I know. Mm-mm. With the bathroom stuff, I don't know what it is. I think because since I grew up that way, because my husband is not like that, as we know. He's actually grown more to be like it since he's been with me. But
oh my god.
Yeah. I don't. I don't think you're ever gonna get. I don't think that's something I would ever like adopt. Like, I don't think if you were like my sister, I think is a door open girl, and I'm certainly not. We grew up in the same household, and it's like. But I don't think that if I married somebody who was that like fluid about discussing these things, I don't know that I would ever just become that. You know, I don't know.
I still turn the faucet on. Same. When I pee, the fan on when I'm at a dude's house. Like, I'm fully like. Yeah.
If I have a guest in my own home, I turn the sink on so you can't hear me tinkle.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. It's weird. Same. I'm a weirdo.
There's announcements made in my house.
So. See, announcements.
You're a wild girl.
Shelly, evacuate the dance floor.
Yeah, Shelly with a toddler, I would expect you to just close the door because that's like the only alone time you get. Nowadays.
Yeah, I do, but then she like knocks on it and I feel bad.
They stick their fingers under the door.
Yeah,
what are you doing under there?
Right. She can just knock this morning. Oh yeah.
Is she talking?
Yeah, she's talking. Yeah, she's saying sentences, like little things here and there.
I need videos.
Yeah, when do
we... I need to be better about it. I know. I need to be better about it.
When is she going to be a guest on our show, Baby Olivia?
Oh, goodness. I don't know about that, but...
She said no, she's booked.
Right.
Someone texted, medical professional here, 100% you guys are just body parts when you step into our office. Yeah, no, I
wow.
Yeah. When I was having an emergency C-section, my OB and nurses were having normal conversations about their day.
Yes.
I was laying there sliced open, dying of infection.
That's what happened with Jess when she got like... They cut her open, took Ashlyn out, and then they're like putting her back together. They're like, "Hey, what you got going on this weekend?" I was like, "That's what y'all talking about right now." I got
to tell you though, like for me, that would be disarming because if it's if you guys are just BSing about whatever while you're reassembling my body, then it must not be that dire. Right,
you're chill. Yeah, you're not
but,
hanging
like,
out.
If there's no conversation whatsoever and everyone's like super intent on like, shh, don't tell him. Shh, don't tell him we took out the wrong organ. Shh, you know what I mean? Like, if they're not playing like, you know, Notorious B.I.G. in the operating room and having a good old time, then I think I'm worried then. You know, if it's just chill, then we're good.
Megan Fox said that she has like full blown before she goes in for surgery, has full blown interviews with her doctors to check like their mental health. She asks if they're going through like a breakup because she wants them to be in the best mood ever if she's going under anesthesia.
Yeah. People text. I work in the ER. I've seen everything. Nothing phases me.
Oh, my God. My wife's organs are on the table.
Yeah. I mean. I know it's my thing. It's no one else's thing. I know it's my thing. But I just, if for whatever reason, I've always been that way. You know, when they ask questions, like, I'll go in and be sick. Like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I forgot. Like, what do you mean? Like, what are the symptoms? Like, what color is this or that? I mean, if it's like phlegm or something, I'm like, I just don't want to talk about it. Well, what is this one? Oh, now we're getting all these stories. I was getting a transvaginal ultrasound done by my brother-in-law's mother, and she talked about everyday life like it was nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think who was telling me, my sister maybe or somebody else like that her husband, this woman, whoever it was, this woman's husband shows up for a transvaginal ultrasound, not realizing how it worked. Like it was an ultrasound. So I think he thought like they're going to, lube up the belly and then, you know, run the thing over the top and the belly's exposed. And I guess they pull out this thing and it's like,
I didn't know that either for the first view. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, wait a minute.
In.
Oh, that's, oh my, that's going there.
Whoa.
Oh, and I'm going to, I'm sitting here for this. Okay. Do I need to leave? Like, should I walk down the hall or something? I think that men are idiots and we don't know what the hell's going on with a lot of things. So, but that's why I say the stuff that women, that you guys are just accustomed to, you know, medically and bodily and everything else, like most men, I don't think could handle it.
I was going to say, doctors are always putting stuff up there.
That's
for
what
us,
I'm
so
saying.
I'm just like, whatever. It's another day.
That's what I'm saying. I had another friend telling me that she had three kids and finally was like to her husband, you're getting a vasectomy. And so he went and got it and came home and he was like, it was so humiliating. Like, I laid there and like my junk was out. And she's like, really? I've had three kids in the last 5 years. Everyone at that hospital has seen every inch of my body. There is nothing dainty about it. Mm-hmm. And they just made like a, you know, little tiny incision in you while your little berry's hanging out there. And then, you know, 15 minutes later, you walked out. Like, there is no comparison. Showbiz. Let's play the game. $450 in the showdown. Six straight for you. 871 and 57 is your record. If you can beat our pop culture expert in five questions, you win that money. To start the weekend, 855-591-1035. We'll play next. Call now. Fred Show back in 2 minutes.
It's the Fred Show. Do you have what it takes to battle Showbiz Shelley in the Showbiz Showdown?
All right, Showbiz!
Hey, good morning.
Do you remember that time that we were talking about earlier on your work anniversary? It's Showbiz Shelley's work anniversary today.
Yay!
A lot of years over here. We're so happy that you're with us. And do you remember that moment when you met us all, when you walked in that conference room and 10 of us just stared at you and Rufio had his welcoming message to you?
Well, it's funny. I remember walking in the room, but I don't really remember Rufio saying that. I don't know. Maybe I blocked it out of my memory. I don't know.
Yeah, they marched you in there and we were like, oh my gosh, she's here. She works for us now and she's on our team and this is so exciting. And then the first thing out of his mouth was that. Go ahead, say it again.
Well, how does it feel to be on the winning team?
And I remember your answer, your response is like, ha, 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 yeah, oh, God. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
what did I just do?
Yeah, right. And I thought you were going to cry. I really did.
Oh, really? Probably was. But I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're happy too.
Very happy.
Your challenger today is Frank. Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Fred, what's going on, man?
Frank. Is this Frank, the hockey announcer, Frank?
Damn right it is. How you doing?
I know this guy. Is this like, is he allowed to play the game? I know Frank, personally.
Oh.
You do?
Yeah, he's a hockey announer guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I broadcast hockey, do a lot of charity stuff. How you doing, man?
See, look at that. We're just having a private conversation now, Frank. Well, let's see how you're doing again.
Like those doctors.
No, I've known Frank for a long time. All right, good. Let's play the game. It's five questions, Frank. $450 is the price. Six straight wins for Shells. Good luck, you guys.
Okay, Frank, good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right. So you can tell this man is a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Who do you do the hockey announcements for, the play-by-play?
So I do it play-by-play for the West Bend Power in the North American 3 Hockey League. Finished up school at Loyola Chicago a semester early, and do a lot of play-by-play stuff. Work very closely with the Chicago Blackhawks, and you know, hoping for whatever comes next. But we had a really good season, and I'm really grateful to the Power.
We had Frank and I had coffee when he was in college, and we talked about. And he doesn't need me for anything because listen to this man.
Yeah.
This man's going to wind up being super famous play-by-play broadcaster. But for some reason, he was asking me for advice. And did I give you any advice of any value, Frank?
Oh, please. I have notes on it. I have what I call the encyclopedia. I pull notes from every broadcaster I can, whether it's hockey, sports, entertainment, and I keep it in my computer bag because you never know who you're going to run into, who you're going to talk to, who you're going to jot notes down from, and you're always learning, you're always growing, you're always trying to get better. And
you
look at this guy.
That's what I try to do. So,
well, I hope you got better, more important notes than mine. But let's play the game, Frank. Here we go. Let's see how you do. Zendaya said she's uncertain whether or not season 3 of this popular HBO show will ever happen.
Euphoria.
Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is officially out. True or false, Midnights was the last album she released.
False.
The Duchess of Sussex released the first product from her new lifestyle line, a jar of jam.
Ooh,
who is the Duchess of Sussex?
Meghan Markle.
Blake Griffin announced he's look at this. He's going to get this right. Blake Griffin announced he's retiring from this sport after 14 seasons.
Basketball, NBA.
And Kendall Jenner's tequila brand is under fire for ruining a mural outside of a California bar. What is the name of the brand?
Oh, come on. I know.
Three.
Oh, God.
A two.
I don't know this one. I don't know
you
this one.
You got a three.
It's okay, Frank.
That's a good score. Frank got a three. And he got a sports question in there, which was, that was kind of unfair, Frank, because you're the sports guy.
Okay.
But, he got a three. No, we had a long conversation.
I thought you forgot about me. Okay.
No. Never. It's the Frank's.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. How's it feel to be on a winning team, Sean? It's the Showbiz Frank show now, so it's fine.
Right. No. I love Shelly. She went to my alma mater and for really? High school, so nothing but love for Showbiz Shelly.
Okay. Well, you have Frank's endorsement now. I swear this guy's going to be a very famous NHL announcer, and you heard it here first, but Zendaya said she's uncertain whether or not season 3 of this popular HBO show will ever happen.
Euphoria.
Yes, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department's officially out, if you haven't heard. True or false, Midnights was the last album she released.
True.
That is true. The Duchess of Sussex released the first product from her new lifestyle line, a jar of jam. Who is the Duchess of Sussex?
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, Blake Griffin announced he's retiring from this sport after 14 seasons.
Basketball.
Yes, Kendall Jenner's tequila brand is under fire for ruining a mural outside of a California bar. What is the name of the brand?
818.
That's a five. Oh. That's a win. All right, Frank, now I'm counting on you. You got to say it. My name is Frank, the soon-to-be very famous NHL announcer. I got showed up on the showdown, and I think you know the rest.
I'm Frank. I'm a broadcaster. I got showed up on the showdown, and I definitely can't hang with the gorilla on this one.
All right. But Frank, I was expecting more, but you, Frank, can't hang with a gorilla!
Happy anniversary to Showbiz Shelly.
Thank you.
That's all I got. Frank, good to talk to you, man. Hang on one second.
No worries. Thank you.
Stay right there.
Oh, my gosh. He's awesome.
He is.
I'm looking at this story right here. He's the first openly autistic play-by-play announcer.
He is.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, he is. He's a good kid, and I really enjoyed meeting him. And he's very persistent. I hear from him regularly, and he wanted to meet and he wanted to talk about the business. And he should aim higher as far as who he's asking questions to, but not smutty radio Taylor Swift playing DJs like me. But anyway, it's fine. He's gonna well surpass me, and I'm excited for him. $500 on Monday's show. 7 straight, 872 and 57 is the record. And yes, happy work anniversary to you. We're so glad you're part of the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, good. We're super late. We got to go. Have a good day.
Yeah. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. The Friday Throwback Dance Party will do it.
Get up, wake up. More Fred Show next. The Fred Show is on. Yeah. Fred's Fun Fact.
Fred's Fun Fact. Learn so much.
You guys, this is an alarmingly high number, okay? And I want to hear your first guess as to why. But approximately, this is the fun fact, approximately 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets every year.
What?
How? How, Sway, how?
Falling in?
I mean...
No?
It's got to be falling in.
Falling
off the toilet?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I lived with boys in college and fell in all the time in the middle of the night because they wouldn't put it down.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that I was ever injured. I was just like, I need to shower now.
Have you ever done the thing like where you're sitting and doing whatever business you have to do? And maybe that business takes a little while. And maybe you're like sitting in such a way that the circulation's not great, such that when you're done, like at least one leg, if not both, is asleep. And then you almost collapse when you stand up.
Every single day that happens to me.
You got the red marks on your thighs?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That happened to me the other day. I was, I'm human too, guys. I go number two. I know that's surprising to a lot of people. I don't do it here. I only do it at home for the record. But, I was like, I don't know what I was doing, but like I went to stand up. I think it was on my phone and like circulation wasn't good. And I damn near collapsed after I stood up because like one leg was like dead. It wasn't working because there was no blood.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, oh my God, I fell and I almost can't get up.
Yeah, at least you have that third leg to help you support.
Oh my God.
Wow. Have you ever been swallowed up? By the toilet.
As a matter of fact, that's the weekend plan.
More Fred Show next. The Fred Show is on.
Everybody, let's go.
Good morning, everybody. Friday, April 19th. It's The Fred Show. Hi, Kaylin.
Good morning.
Hello, Kiki.
Good morning.
Rufio's here. Jason Brown. Shelby Shelley. Intern Benjamin. Not Benjamin. Let's get to new Taylor Swift music from the album that dropped at midnight Eastern. 2 a.m. Eastern, double album, whole bunch of songs, Taylor and Florence and the Machine. It's called Florida. Gonna play that in just a second. We're playing Taylor all day today, all weekend as well. Waiting by the phone from the vault. If you've never heard this one, you've got to hear it. And if you have, it's a classic. And the things that people have to do for babysitters, for child supervision.
Hey, it's hard out here.
It's a sacrifice. It really is. The entertainment report after that. What's in there, Kay?
The celebrity that got recognized when she was naked. Not the greatest time.
Like a very vulnerable naked time, yeah. Too. Yeah. All of that is coming up. It's The Fred Show. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.